Okay, our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 1785, David J. and Aaron E. Dukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This was a conditional use before the commission. I mentioned at an earlier public hearing to the commission that I viewed this as an infill request. I did have some questions and problems with the density proposed by the applicant. And Mr. Chairman and other members of the commission, I looked at this. I tried to use the resources available of keeping in mind that this is a conditional use, which is a request, not a by right for the number of units. I tried to use the resources that I had, such as TR 55 for measure of impervious surface and graphs of looking at this if the applicant had chosen to develop under a scenario like a quarter acre lots. And I found that I thought the maximum feasibility under that would be that they could perhaps get five or six lots. So I am going to make a motion for approval of this with a recommendation that included in that motion that the maximum number of townhouses shall not exceed six. And with that said, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1785 for David and Aaron Dukowski based upon the record and for the following reasons. The project is located within the environmentally sensitive developing overlay zone, a development district as per the June 2008 comprehensive plan update. The project is in character with the surrounding area being bordered on three sides by land zoned MRRPC. The project is located within a Sussex County sanitary sewer district. No traffic impact study was required, and the effect on area roadways will be minimal. This recommendation for approval is, however, subject to the following conditions and stipulations, them being the maximum number of townhouse units shall not exceed six. The property and project will be served by public water from a licensed public utility company with public sewer service by Sussex County, meeting all county engineering standards. As stated by the applicant, approximately 85% of the natural wooded area on the property shall be preserved. All entrance, roadway, intersection, and multimodal improvements required by the Delaware Department of Transportation shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT standards and determinations. The interior street design and parking areas shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design specifications and requirements. Stormwater management, erosion, and sediment control systems shall be constructed in accordance with state and county requirements using best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District. The applicant shall form a condominium association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roadways, buffers, stormwater management areas, and common areas. These condominium documents shall also note if the ornamental pond is filled, and the filling of the pond shall be disclosed to any buyers by deed notification. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. One sign, to be lighted or not by the applicant's choice, shall serve the project. The sign is not to exceed 32 square feet. Prior to final approval, the applicant shall inform the Office of Sussex County Planning and Zoning and the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission as to the status of the 85% natural wooded area to be preserved. This condition is for the purpose of an update to the stated objective of the applicant to place approximately 12 acres in deed restriction, a conservation easement, or under the administration of the Sussex County Land Trust. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1785, David J. and Aaron E. Dukowski, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. opposed? Carried. Our next